Roll Monkeys, D&D Session 3B, Harvest Bloodshed. Welcome, everybody, to the Roll Monkeys. This is Mark Kenny, and I'm sorry that this episode is a little bit late, but there's a good reason that this episode was a little bit late, and that is that if you go to the website, rollmonkeys.info, go look over on the right on the show links, right there where the link to the forum is, where, for one thing, you can go and watch the various members of the group post their Dresden Files characters. But that's something else. This isn't what I'm about here. There's a link there labeled Original Roll Monkeys, where by tremendous popular request, we're starting to post the original Roll Monkeys run of episodes. Up right now are all of our Spirit of the Century sessions, including the character generation and the special session run by Mark Thayen Reed when he was here to visit. So we're getting that started. Slowly but surely, that's getting all set up. Anyway, I hope you enjoy those. And in a few weeks here, once the D&D thing finishes up, we'll have at least one or two of the Dresden Files sessions here, I've decided. We played our first actual session this last time with the non-supernatural-based characters, and I figure it doesn't give away enough to really be bad, so it's going to go ahead and go out there so you can see at least some of where we're going. It's going to be a lot like the Spirit of the Century sessions, so you can kind of see where we're going with some of that, and the rest of it we're going to play by ear and depending on how things go. But in the meantime, we're continuing D&D. We were just getting into a great big fight, and I guess you all want to know how that turns out, don't you? Well, here you go. Have fun.
And the rest of you hear shouts and commotions and what sounds suspiciously like roaring coming from all
that
direction.
That's a waste of roll.
Did I hear help bear? Because you said a couple of people shout out bear. So did I hear bear?
Perception check.
Okay. 17.
Yes.
I ignore it.
Okay.
It's a bear. Who cares? It's not a demon bat thing.
I heard. I rolled a 20.
So oh, God.
Yeah. D7.
Crystal clear. You even had Bose Acoustics Wave action going and everything.
Yeah. Like that.
Meanwhile, back in the back of the... He hears the announcer from Super Friends. Meanwhile, back in the...
Hall of Justice.
In the back of the there's a
poor
bear.
Poor little Timmy is going to be mauled by a bear. Will the Super Friends get there in time? I'd do the actual voice, but it would be very loud.
That sounded more like Jerry Seinfeld doing it.
I can actually do the Blue Falcon Dog Wonder announcer guy. Oh, it's annoying, though. It's so damn loud.
So, there's a bear.
Right.
And that's going to be an ish.
All right.
And if you want anyone who wants to
21.
Participate, 21. Right.
17. So, against halflings, I suck, but when a bear comes out of the woods.
Against a farm girl, I suck, but against some red eyed plated demon thing.
But it's how it had to be. It was how it had to be. It was like, wham, you lose. All right, then you were blamed.
Yes. I was pissed. It's like free meal or 50 gold. Yeah, 50 gold would be better.
Of course, you could use your 50 gold to buy a meal.
Not for 50 gold. What the hell kind of meal is that? Several, better have some winches along with it.
Several whole cattle.
Yeah. That's a good meal for a week.
All right, Emmanuel, you're up.
Was it, I figure it was the first spell out of his thought was it bear distance gotta close is magic missile.
All right, give me a perception check as you're focusing on the bear.
21.
Bear is wounded. You can see blood on its sides and forearms.
That's a dangerous bear.
Okay, nothing's just straight. Undead, you know, what's it? Bugbears, wounded, upset bear. All right. Okay.
It's a bear.
It's a lich bear.
Holy crap! Does it have a little crown?
Smokey the lich bear. You can prevent it.
Tomorrow after work, I'm going to have to get home, get my books out, and build one of those.
Lich bear.
Fear effect.
Is that a weapon proficiency shovel?
Shovel.
Obviously, it's lich gummy bear.
That's all I got.
I'm sure that's in Munchkin, the Munchkin D&D Monster Manual book.
If that, it should be.
This one in Old Dragon magazine, the Gummy Bear.
Excellent.
I saw a template for it where it said Muppet and it was a pinata, because then you know it's...
Cool.
I still love the Quasar Dragon. The way that you realize that this thing has attacked you is if you look up and the sun and moon and stars are all missing because it swallowed your planet.
Oh, yeah. I
remember that. Oh, my God.
Hit dice. All there are.
Yeah.
Missile slam into the bear. It roars. Shokun.
Whereabouts am I when we start off the fight?
You'll be there.
About where I am there? Okay. I'll be readying my sling as I get up to about here. So it's half of my movement, and then...
Okay. Sling bear. You throw your dice cup at him.
Does it hit? Do I keep that, or...?
Reroll.
Okay.
If it wasn't a deliberate roll, then it's a reroll.
I got the same damn thing.
Oh, well.
10.
No. Throw your dice cup, but it misses. the bear! The guy who hit me with magic, the guy who threw a dice cup at me, or the little kid right in front of me? He's going after the kid.
Of course.
One claw hits.
Timmy gets cut in two.
He claws the kid pretty bad. Kid goes down bleeding. Can't tell if he's alive or not.
Yay.
Boo.
Miles, everyone forgot about him. Bear. Who's over here?
Is he loaded for bear?
No.
No. If I drink enough, I'll be loaded for bear.
More movement.
It's great. It's a bear wrestling competition. Don't need more movement.
More movement from the bushes down here.
Okay. I'll say this is the forest line right here.
Actually, we'll make the edge of the map the forest line.
Okay.
It's not but right up to there.
Yeah, that doesn't look like a friendly thing.
You see what look like humanoid creatures come loping out of the forest on all fours, and as they get close, you see they're orcs, but they look dead, and they look really feral.
Oh, great.
And they come out of the bushes the same way the bear was, and sort of charge out there, and then they look around and see there's people all over the place.
Vampiric undead orcs.
Something like that.
And then they just casually go over to one of the gambling tables, sit down, and
put that path to go.
They join the poker tour.
Yeah.
The townsfolk.
And just Texas Hold'em players. Ignore them.
town folk are getting out of this place, except for the ones who are moving up to see what's going on. Because there are always people who will do that.
It's a bear, you idiots. The player with his two chicks. Oh, and Link.
Mm. He's just in costume.
I just wanted to be an elf knight.
Oh, God.
I'm just a Cooper.
There's a cosplay copy. All
right, Emmanuel.
All right. Was that... I'm going to move, was it 15 feet and still throw a spell out?
You can move your full movement still.
Oh, I'm... This is going to be incredibly...
Silly me, I forgot to put stuff in
here. Risky, but... I can't let the kid get mowed by. Is it, fair? I'm going to move up, get between Mauled Kid and Bear.
Okay.
So then we'll go with Shocking Grasp.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh. 17.
That was your concentration check? Since you're threatened by the bear, you need to...
All right.
You can make one.
Well, then, well, yeah, that'll
wow,
be
someone who makes
check.
Concentration
yes.
checks.
Yes.
I'm not
yes,
quite used to
it.
That.
Was it,
oh, yeah.
Actually, the concentration would be even higher than that, but... Was
well,
it,
that's good enough.
Yeah,
it's only 16.
Oh, no, the concentration would have been... yeah, it would have been like 20-something. So.
All right. Yeah, the touch attack.
19.
Yeah,
even better. That means Shocking Grass really nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for him. Because it's, 8.
Nice.
8.
Electrical.
You reach out and slap the bear. Electricity plays among his fur.
Ew. Fried bear fur. Stinky.
Shokun.
Bear's still up?
Bear's still up.
If I was that bear, I'd be bolting. Sprints.
5 foot step in, and I can still flurry, right?
Yes.
Seventeen and 16.
Both hit.
Seven and 4. 11 points.
11. Ow, crack, crack, wham. The bear's reeling and not looking good at all. If you want to do anything, you need to give me an initiative roll at some point. But as long as
okay.
you just want to...
For now, I'm just thinking it's a bear.
Okay.
Until I hear otherwise, I'm ignoring it.
You hear a fair amount of screaming.
It's a bear, you
idiots. Bear. Alright.
Mm-hmm. It smells like rotten meat.
Apparently he wants you.
I would think so.
What's your armor class?
15.
15.
It's a little guy. He'll go
two
down
claws.
Like the kid.
Two claws both hit. The bite does not. How many hit points do you have?
13. I'm down, aren't I?
No. No, he did 12.
Ooh.
You're up with 1. You're lucky he rolled poorly on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, that was the bear. Miles steps out here.
Thank you.
He starts shouting, "Watch out, those are ghouls! The claws will paralyze you!" An archivist has an ability called Dark Knowledge. Mm-hmm. It basically, since I made my roll, everyone gets +2 to attacks on the ghouls. Because I'm shouting out how they move and how to defend against them. And look to here. That's it for Miles. Ghouls. You look tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Bear softened you up nicely, so. Hey, there's one for everyone. Shakun. Just barely missed. Tears at your robes. Emmanuel. Work comes running up. Claws at you and misses. And Mrs. Miles. You heard Miles, that priestly guy you met mm-hmm. the night before, shouting out, "Watch out, they're ghouls," and shouting about how to fight them and so on.
What?
If you get engaged in this, you get a +2 to hit them because I'm shouting out combat tactics.
Hell, I sigh and walk over, and I'll roll initiative.
Okay.
11.
All right.
So now I'm seeing, like,
then you're seeing basically a scrum here. The bear looks to be on his last legs, but so does the Shokun.
Okay.
Looks like he took some bear claw. His own bear claw at the fair. Sounds folk. Getting the heck away from this mess.
What about Mr. Cosplay?
He's got his sword out, but.
And Cindy's still at the background table.
He's going to be the line of defense. If the bear gets through you guys, he's going to take care of it.
Uh-huh.
I'm leaving Cindy back there because if she came up, she'd just win the fight single-handedly.
I know.
A beanbag whiffs in and breaks the bear's neck.
God.
All right, Emmanuel. All
right. This is just a really nasty little scrum. So... said the spell is Fist of Stone. Was said and I'm gonna draw my sword.
Okay.
Concentration check on that?
Yes. Well, you could probably step back, but right now you're sort of guarding the kid.
Yeah. Was said, does a 10 work?
No, the DC's 15 plus spell level.
Alright.
Which I think is 16 for Fist of Stone.
Yeah. Was it
alright.
Try it again.
Yeah.
Don't.
Alright.
Oh, that's right. You added on.
Mm-hmm. And that will be my action.
Alright, Shokun.
Okay, I'm going to hope he can take care of these things because. Yeah, that ghoul is just a bit too close for. Comfort there, but I don't want to leave him to get overwhelmed either. So I'm flurrying at it.
Alright.
20 and 17.
Nice. This is just the ghoul.
Yeah.
Both hit.
4 and 5.
So 9. You crack a couple bones. It's quite unhappy.
I imagine so.
It's the bear. The bear is going to take one claw at you and the other claw on the bite on the ghoul, because the ghouls have been chasing it.
Okay.
It misses you wildly. And it hits the ghoul. Where's on our set, man?
Chomp, chomp.
It claws and gnaws on the ghoul a bit. Miles. Hold on, Chokun! Gregor, can you take this one? He saw you coming up behind him.
Alright.
I'm going to double move so the first step does not provoke. And come over to here. And I can't heal you this round, but next round I'm going to try to.
If I live through it.
Yeah. Well, you'll probably live through it.
Gregor.
Alright, so. And I can still attack, right? Because that's still regular movement. Okay.
So you get one attack.
Okay, well, I'll only get one attack. Alright. 20.
That'll hit.
Eleven.
Ow. Whack.
Crunch. Still up, but not by much. Manuel.
Feeling all right. Cockier after that arm wrestling match.
Sword strike two was at bear.
Alright.
It's 20 something.
That hits.
21. This is where it's going to get really, really nasty. The plus six is just...
I remember Fist of Stone.
That's what it is. I'm not sure what it is. 8. 14.
The bear goes down.
I'm glad no one's calling. Let's turn that off.
Bear down.
My phone's off, so...
Bear down.
Probably making noise up there.
I actually had it on loud. So I'm like...
Mind turn off. Just need to remember where it is.
Alright, Chokun.
Another flurry of that ghoul.
Okay. Ooh, you're doing good.
17 and 18.
Both hit.
Nice.
I don't think it's gonna
work. Do your best when you're damaged.
I'm almost down.
He's got berserker strength too.
It's the, it's the killer bees, man.
Nice.
6. And 11 to a whack
crunch, bam.
Very nice.
Bear's gone.
Wow.
Miles. Too many papers over there, that's the problem. I think we get to heal this warrior. You get back 8 points.
Okay. That's another reason why I want a tablet PC. It would make a great GM device.
Mm-hmm. Europe.
Asia.
Asia?
I said Europe. All right, let's see if I can cleave through this thing and hit the other one in the back.
Good luck with that.
Try. All right. I'm trying to finish off Ghoulie.
If you're actually wanting to cleave, you're going to have to move because you can't reach that
one. Oh, I still get the 5. The free.
No,
five
not between one. Cleaves. You can take a 5-foot step now and then. Yeah. Yeah.
There. 19?
19 hits.
All right.
I think your minimum damage is probably going to kill him.
Minimum is 5.
Huh? Yeah, he's okay. Dead.
All right, I'm cleaving.
Roll the hit.
Do I get a... Is he being attacked from the other side? Do I get a thin bonus?
No, you have to be directly opposite.
You and your technicality. All right. 23?
Yeah, that's going to hit.
4, only 6.
Only 6? Still yes. Up. You take a big chunk out of the middle of him, but...
Yeah, I'm definitely more than 2 hand after this.
All right. Ghouls, or ghoul, I should say. He's going to try to take you out. That really hurt. 5-foot step. Get your armor class?
13.
Claw, claw.
I'm not a defensive tank.
1 hit and bite. 13. Just barely hits.
Okay.
Give me two fortitude saves, please.
Yay. One is a 21.
Okay.
The other one is a 17.
Both good.
Yay.
You do not get paralyzed.
Yay.
You do, however, take 8 points of damage.
Ooh,
claws and gnaws on you. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel's going to attack, since I've only got one more round of with a sword to Mr. Ghoul.
So standing over the dead bear.
Around the dead bear.
I'll do it in dramatic fashion, jump over the bear and attack.
No.
3 off.
No, 9 or 8. This is 14.
14 hits.
Where's Mr. D? 11.
Nice.
Ooh, there he goes. All right.
Is the kid dead? I'm actually saying this in character.
A little discretion, please. No. He probably should be, but thank St. Brigid he's not. I think I'm going to burn a healing spell to keep the kid from dying anyway.
What's
Are you still injured?
A little bit, yeah. 4 points.
4 points.
Is the kid awake or just out?
Hmm?
I mean, he's alive, but he's, you know.
The boy's still out.
He's still unconscious.
Yeah. You gonna get your gold back?
Yeah! It's been a lesson. Don't steal gold from
I'm sure the people around could go, he's robbing the dead!
No, I wouldn't listen. No, I won't with it. I'll do it with some discretion.
Are you okay? Pocket.
Actually, it's more like looking at him. Was it? You know, was it? I think you found something that I lost. No.
Well, even better, just dump him upside down and have to see how many coin pouches fall out of stuff.
Oh, this kid was loaded.
I'll just take mine back.
All right, I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Yeah.
Too
much stuff. Yeah, she finally got to see Gregor attack.
Yes. Very good.
Instead of just sort of looking around going, ha ha.
I'll switch these townspeople around. Let's see if he notices.
Yes. We've replaced these town people with Folger's Pills and Crystals. Will they know the difference?
Now that the thing's over with, they're all watching Cindy with her prowess at the beanbag. Because she's been training for this for months.
They're watching her because she can throw a beanbag.
Yes, the little mini that Max has used is this, like, long-haired Amazon type.
Mm-hmm.
And they like her for her sparkling personality.
I'm sure they do. Alright. So do you know when we're going to be doing Dresden? Is it going to be like a few sessions from now, or...?
Basically, I think he said he'd be ready like after... We'll do this again next week, and I think he said we'd be ready to move on after that. We can ask him just to be sure, but basically, right after D&D, we'll go into messing around with it with that the Dresden stuff that I've got.
All right, cool.
Is that I need to worry about converting Louisville over into a magic place? But worry about some of that.
Louisville is definitely not a magical place.
Does they make the old Humana building a giant magical cash register?
What would make the other building cough, cough?
The Providian Tower or the Aegon Center, whatever they call it now?
I'm not going to say it. It's too obvious, but...
unfortunately, I don't have. I have a.
Let's just say I have a funny story about
the National was at City Bank Tower, but unfortunately, that's still.
Yeah, if Cloverfield 2 comes to Louisville, it's not going to be tearing off the head off the Statue of Liberty. That's for sure.
And unfortunately, now they got rid of it. It's not washing its hands in the Falls Fountain either.
No.
He's taking a bath in the McAlpin locks.
Okay. All right. We figured a bunch of people are now hovering around Cindy watching her.
I didn't even notice.
Beanbag prowess.
I didn't even notice the bear ghoul bag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're watching her because of her sparkling personality.
Yes.
She's got like a giant plush toy she won. But that'd be where it came from. Now that the fracas is over, the townspeople are sort of coming back to see what's going on.
Do these ghouls look familiar? Have I gone up against these things before?
Looking them over, they look like orcs that have been ghoulized. I mean, you've heard of ghouls, and you may have even went into ghouls once or twice, but they don't look.
So this doesn't look like it would be related to that one thing.
No.
Okay.
How about two? Was it looking for? Was it a symbol like the fly was on the? Was it bugbear?
You don't find anything like that.
Okay.
You do. Give me an intelligence check.
Well,
you do notice looking the orcs over, just their weapons and clothes and so on are very similar to that one orc, Gortrock, I think his name was, when he spent the night in the tower with you until he was sent out to his death by that
Oh, that was okay. Lovely.
Wow. Valuable lesson, drunken guardsmen don't give orders to drunken orcs.
Yeah. Hey, your friends out there.
Ooh. Okay. No, wait. The orcs. Basically similar style of clothing and armor and so on. Sometimes people take the kid. Since he's still alive, they're going to take him to the church to be healed and blessed and so on and so forth. What are you guys doing right now?
I'm going to look at you guys. Friends of yours?
Who do you are?
Not last I checked.
Nope.
Well, they're not related to that one thing, as far as I know. That bat thing.
Oh, well, nice. They may have been related to our poor, was that orc we met, you know, at the tower. It's similar with the clothing and weapons.
No, well, that sucks for the town.
And these aren't like the bugbear, right?
No.
Right. I'm asking Miles.
No, they're not. No, they seem to be a different form of undead. They're, are you familiar with ghouls at all?
Very little.
They're essentially feral and eternally hungry, which is what I believe these were. The bugbear was simply a reanimated corpse, a zombie.
Well, I guess we know what we need to do now, don't we?
Time to sleep.
I need to check on a little boy.
Aww.
Let's see, make sure he's okay.
Aww. Are you okay, you little bastard? Then you smack him. That's what you get for stealing my goal.
A couple town guards come running about now.
day late and an hour short, but hey, they didn't get here.
Was it, as I pass them heading toward the church, it's like, salute them, and just kind of walk off and like, good job. Pick up the mass, all right?
As we split up again.
I turn towards, what's his name? Who's the priest?
Miles.
Miles. Go, you know, might want to tell your friend to wait until morning. For all we know, those shadow creatures might be back tonight.
Shokun!
Yes?
Walking off.
Hey!
Is it actually dark now? I thought it was still afternoon.
Yeah, it's probably like 4 or 5.
Yeah. Anyway, the guards get here.
They hack it up. Yeah.
We're great.
Then turn to the town. Don't worry, townsfolk. We have
now they're all dead. They were mostly dead.
They're all the way dead.
Now they're all the way dead.
Who was it that took care of the townsfolk? I'll point at you guys. Thank you for your assistance. Glad this didn't get any worse than it did. What if you'd be kind enough to come along with us? Captain Hemlock wants to speak with you. There's a standing reward for putting down dangerous wildlife. He'd be happy to know. And I think that certainly qualifies, pointing to the bear.
Not the ghouls, but yeah, the bear.
They're not wildlife.
No.
They're just ghouls.
Somebody should check for more of the others just to be sure.
Oh, that's true.
We'll talk to your boss. We'll go out with you. If it makes you feel better.
We really appreciate it. The GM sent us all the way out here. There are actually several guardsmen showing up now, since what with the screaming and fighting and so on and so forth.
Dogs and cats living together.
Bears and ghouls are mine. Bears and ghouls are mine. Is it come up? Is it safe? Yeah.
You guys quickly check the just right near the edge of the woods. There doesn't seem to be anything else moving around there, but they post a couple guards there in case anything else comes out of there. And a couple of them take care of the bodies. They lead you off to Fiona Hemlock, who's actually out on patrol right now and attending to another part of the town. Are you coming with this group, or are you wandering off on your own again?
So I wandered off. Unless they catch my attention, I'm going to be going to a booth. Excitement's over. Time to gamble. There's a reason why I don't have much gold. I go to the rotted meat booth.
You haven't smelled that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You smell a pleasant aroma.
I mean, it's a festival. It's not all that terrific, but it's not bad.
I figure I'm probably smelling peasants.
No worse than most festivals. Actually, Cindy, with her entourage, goes by, pokes her head in. Hey, you with the axe.
Oh, God.
Your name Gregor?
Maybe. I turn around.
Guards are looking for you. Something about that bear.
Alright.
He's like, yeah, it's dead. What do they want now?
I'm going out. Thanks, Winch.
Oh.
Anytime, brood. If this were a TV show, you know you and Cindy would be married by the end.
Oh, God, no.
About season 3. Just before it jumps the shark.
They secretly love each other.
No, that would be when it jumps the shark.
Cindy and Gregor get married. Yes, that's a, Cindy and Gregor finally do it. Yep, that's
yeah, what this is. It's a dramatic barbarian and the peasant no. girl
gets married. Surprisingly, it would be just like Cheers and like Frasier would get teased every single episode where right. nothing would ever happen.
Yep.
The subtle romantic tension between Cindy and Gregor.
And then they finally pay it off and the ratings go in the toilet.
Yeah. Oh, well. I look at one of the guard people. What the hell do you want?
Captain Hemlock wants to talk to you.
About what?
About the bear and the ghouls, I would presume.
All right.
She did mention something about a reward.
Sure. I'm a bit aesthetic, so I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever.
You meet with Captain Hemlock.
Ah.
Greetings. First, thank you for putting down the bear and the undead I heard about. The festival's considerably larger this year than it has been, and our forces are stretched kind of thin, so we weren't able to get there in time. Well, first, as you probably heard, there is a reward for dealing with things like this. Yeah, each of you a pouch of 50 gold. Hmm. Furthermore, I wonder if I might hire you gentlemen. We've got a bit of an unusual situation here. The festival is a time when all the farm families essentially show off their wares, and it's when everyone in the surrounding area comes together and parties. And we got something rather odd in that the Crazy family, one of the larger farm families.
The Crazy family?
Crazy, C-R-A-E-S-B-Y. They haven't shown up yet. And okay. This is very unusual. They're usually one of the largest contributors. What particularly disturbed me in view of this is that the ghouls apparently came due south and the Crazbies lie due north. So it's possible that the ghouls came from the Crazby land, so it's possible they've run into some sort of trouble.
So you want us to babysit them?
What I'd like you gentlemen to do is head out to the Crazby farmhouse and make sure everything is okay. And if it's not, find out what's going on.
Don't you have guards for that?
Yes.
They need the guards here.
Haven't you heard? It was at the festival is being attacked by bears and ghouls.
Well, the guards really did a lot for that, didn't they?
I can send Bryce with you to help out and speak to the Crazbies on my behalf. So they'll know you're not just some wandering band of adventurers or something like that.
Why would anyone think that?
Not really a wandering band of adventurers.
That,
although we are looking for a new lead singer.
Duncan told me about how you handled these apparently undead bugbear and some sort of bat-like creatures the other night. Uh-huh. And you can always find work for competent people who know their business.
Sounds like you're low on them.
I'm going to ignore that.
Shrug.
So if you accept this offer, it'll be 50 gold for each of you, and if it turns out there is trouble at the Crazbies, there'll be more in it if you deal with it.
Sounds like it's time to meet the Crazbies.
I don't have anything better to do.
Appreciate your enthusiasm, sir.
Mm-hmm.
50 gold is more than what I have. I'll forget the little kid.
Oh, I'm sure you still got the gold from the little kid.
No.
You didn't? I thought you said you did.
Was it?
Then the little kid comes back later. Thanks for saving me, mister!
That's when you just choke the kid up against the wall and say, no.
We'll put it this way.
Was punk.
I'm a 10-year-old sociopath.
Was it? I had 7 gold. I now have 50. It's a good day.
It's a good trade.
I'll make that trade.
It's not my fault, mister. I have ADD.
What? You're like, and of course, I'm here like, what the hell am I going to do with all this?
All right, well, this...
I'll figure out something.
Each 5 gold will pay for my food. What do I do with the rest of this?
He's got a free meal coming, so
yeah, he got a free meal.
Until
a
5
course free meal.
Until I give it to like someone else.
That's true. You're all aesthetic, aren't you? Whole giving thing.
And you probably don't even know about that yet, since you wandered off.
No, I wandered off. So I don't know that you.
I don't wait to see the Crasbys. We'll imagine he kicked Cindy's ass. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I could be like, oh yeah, here, get your energy up.
Dude, for 1.5 course meal at the Golden Sheep.
Mm. Except I don't know if I would send him there.
If I want this character, not me, I'd be going, I'll pay you to send him there. Worth it.
Well, I
just read, the newspaper the next day. I'm sure it'll be in there. But Mayor Foxy wouldn't do that.
I'm still waiting till morning.
For what?
Till I leave to go after the crazy family.
Alright.
Because I'm at least gaining 1 hit point back.
Actually, you get 1 point back per level. Yeah. So if you get 3.
I'll at least get back 3.
Are you injured?
Yeah, I have 8.
But you got that fighting the ghoul, didn't you?
Yeah.
St. Brigid, heal this warrior. It's Miles, by the way.
Hmm. You always say that?
Yes, it's part of the prayer. It's a healing prayer.
Okay.
You're healed.
Thanks.
Shukun and Gregor, give me perception checks.
He's undead. I've been 11. Doing it wrong. I forgot the negative one, 12.
There's a vague, unwholesome smell around this area. It's not terribly potent, but it's unpleasant.
What, in her office? Or
just all around?
You just now are noticing where you...
I'm guessing I've been in enough towns to where I'm like, well, they probably don't, like... Probably just have, like, throw the slop right outside or something. So I don't really pay too much heed to it.
This town is actually fairly clean compared to some you've been to, but I mean, it's
I've smelled these smells before. Yeah. I'm like, it's a town, whatever.
Yeah.
But smells it's like just, filth, must be a town.
And you particularly notice this with the whole aesthetic lifestyle and probably being more cleaner than a lot of cultures. It's just sort of, you notice it. Wow, where is that stench coming from?
Is unusual.
Mm-hmm.
The smell.
This smells like a town.
Was it? So I'll say. Was it? Was it? So we're leaving for the. Was it? The family in the morning. Crosby's in the morning.
Yeah.
All right. Was it? Was it Miles? Can you accompany me somewhere?
Of course.
Right. We're heading to the church.
All right.
Sensei, was it check on? Was it the boy was attacked by the bear, and have them look at that wound?
Ah.
Was it that's what I've been rolling as you've been mentioning. And see, okay, am I putting 2 and 2 together?
Uh-huh.
And those roles have been greatly worn.
All right, so. Then.
I don't know anybody who said intelligence checks, so I don't know. No, it's no, which is unfair given the character has a plus 3 intelligence, but that's nothing.
He's not. And if I had a bunch of ideas in my head, I'd definitely roll since I have an 8 intelligence.
Yeah.
I think Frump had what, an 8 or a 6?
Frump. I don't remember offhand.
That was my last tank. That was many years ago. He was a Xiang in Farscape.
Ah.
Big frog thing.
That's fire. Fire.
That breathes fire. And
so cool.
Uses crates as weapons.
Crates?
Yeah. That actually happened once.
It was the first battle.
He critted with it, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
Critical crate. How much damage does a crate do?
I can't remember how we figured that out. Basically, knocked the guy out up against a wall with it.
Wow. It's kind of this kind of more medieval kind of place, and the head guard had a great sword, and Frump pulled his with one hand. I got one of those too. He's like, yay! Okay, never mind. Never mind.
Yeah.
All
right. You go to the church. It's the Church of St. Brom, who is the patron saint of farming and the earth and strength and endurance.
It's Braun. Sorry.
B-R-A-L-M.
Oh, okay.
Father Andrew greets you. Mm-hmm. Greetings. Welcome. Welcome back, Miles. Greetings. Father Andrew. Enter and be welcome.
So I guess
Shokun
and I are just sort of walking along.
If you want to.
I mean, are they leading us to, like, I don't know, like a more of a briefing on the crazy family?
Not right now.
Okay.
Are they just kind of letting us wander around right now?
Yeah.
I mean, did they tell us to, like, meet back at a certain time to blah, 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 blah?
Meet back at the guardhouse in the morning.
Okay.
I'm going to look for a Cindy.
Okay.
Deal with Cindy.
I'm going to have to stab her out completely.
I know.
Right, I'll get back to you.
I guess we're all guys, apparently. Where's Cindy?
Cindy!
We like Cindy.
She's over here.
Yes. With her entourage.
A whole actual
has her own now.
Again, the elf costume's over there today.
Mind you, I fought off the bugbears too.
Mind you, there are actual elves in this town, so it's kind of weird to see a guy in an elf costume, but there you go.
He's a wannabe. I wish I was an elf in real life.
Be an elf too. No, you can't. You had to be an elf.
Can I be an honorary elf?
No.
Honorary elf.
Oh, boy. All right. Yes.
Was it just wanted to said, see how the bear victim is doing, and was it one? See if you could take a look at a wound that isn't healing.
Ah, of course. Well, when Thomas is going to recover, although not for your quick action, he probably wouldn't have.
It's not.
Lead you in and show you him. He's sleeping in a bed. Are you going to say anything about the...
Nope.
Okay.
I ended up with Wizard. I made 43 gold in the exchange.
All right.
I'll just take it as he needed it, and that's fine. All right.
All right, well, let's see this wound you speak.
I'll show him what's at my shoulder and explain the story how I got it.
Ooh.
What's it? I figured Wizard Miles would be curious about it too, so that's why I dragged him along. Uh-huh.
Well, you've got two healers examining it. They both roll well. They start going off in the cleric's equivalent of medical jargon.
Yeah.
After a while of and what feels like far too much poking and prodding, Father Andrew says, well, it appears, I've never seen anything like this, but I've heard of it. It appears that what you have here is a tainted wound, which, although it should heal, That is, it should, your body should heal physically. Mm-hmm. Wounds like this taint the spirit.
Stop that.
I've read about such things, and I know there are ways they can be cleansed. Let me look this over. Are you going to be in town for a few days?
Yeah, I've got something we've got to do for the, some work up, it'll be north, right?
All right.
But we should be back in a day or two.
Let me check my records and see what I can find out about how to yule and cleanse such things, and I will speak with you tomorrow and see if I found anything.
All right.
Give me a perception check.
He's in.
Fifteen.
All right. You know, it kind of stinks in here too.
I know what's going on.
This is just confirmation that that's exactly where it's coming from. All
right. Just.
Alright, well, I will certainly see what I can find out about this.
Thank you.
Alright, you're looking for Cindy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I completely missed that. Was the boy tainted?
The what?
The boy?
The boy?
No.
Because
that's what you were trying to find out, was if he had super...
No, I was worried about my wound.
Oh, okay. No concern for the boy, I understand.
No concern about the boy and my wound.
The boy got his head ripped open by the bear.
I know, but the bear got attacked by it.
That's true.
A ghoul.
But the bear had not, in fact, been tainted.
Okay.
And the boy, since...
Because there could be also the whole undead taint.
He's going to be a werebear now, but...
Ooh. He would be a dead werebear.
No, because he's alive. Because we saved him.
The bear?
No, the boy.
Oh, okay.
This is a role-playing game. Yeah.
This is not
this is a retail spoon.
is not an Abbott Costello stage.
The boy is going to be fine.
Okay.
He's going to be in bed for about a week. We could heal him, but we're going to let him stay in bed for a while, so he's
in trouble. Because I'm sure he pickpocketed a couple of other people, too.
My holy symbol.
Oh. He's playing with
this. Boy, it's fine. Your wound is tainted. We're going to see what we can do about that.
We need to do something about it. I do not need any tainted spirit.
Yes.
So right now he has a taint of one, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Write that down on your character sheet. Yes. Somewhere you have a taint of one. There are rules for this. They're fun.
Oh, yeah.
You want to make the GM happy, get that taint number up. What's your constitution?
12.
All right, you've got a little leeway. You're looking for Cindy.
Yeah.
Where is Cindy? She's got to be doing something fun.
She's at a booth, and there's even more people around her now. I'm sure if she had helped us, like, kill the ghoul, she would be like hero of the town.
Hey, she beat you. She beat the giant hulking guy with the axe and the bad temper with a stick.
And the hulking guy beat the ghoul and beat the big red eye.
Yeah, but
guy.
Cindy beat you.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's more impressive that Cindy beat me.
She's at one of the food and drink booths, just having a drink and talking to a couple friends. There's not actually a gigantic entourage. She's talking with the guy in the elf suit.
Is he still wandering around with me? Because this will be the perfect moment for the...
For him to find out that...
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess we're stuck together for a little bit.
One moment.
Sorry, hit the hip.
Okay.
One moment. I go over to there. Pardon me. Here, you'll have more use for this than I will.
Are you sure?
Yes. And I bow and walk on.
Thank you. Thank you, good sir.
What's your outsider rating?
I don't have... It's zero, basically.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, cool. He's just a guy.
He's just some short guy.
Actually, the...
I'm even exotic, because I'm from some other land.
Ooh.
Or something.
Actually, your home country, Yorkuni, isn't terribly far from here. So, I mean,
they know.
You're exotic, but it's not strange alien. It's like, you're from
one or two of the booths may even sell the stuff that my monastery brews. So
everything on there, from the monastery, is like, we'll bring luck by now.
Fortune cookies, 50 gold. The cookies that cost a fortune.
You never said gold. That they were a thrifty monastery.
You give them 50 gold, they give you one oatmeal cookie. They're really good.
Was it afterwards?
It'll change your life. You be poor afterwards.
See if I can find a decent one. Was it? Was it perfume? Try to cover the.
Okay.
I didn't need that problem.
Looking for any particular.
So his
smell
wound is causing
something,
a stench.
Yes.
Something.
So since mine is healed up, it's no longer causing a stench.
You actually got a different type of taint.
Okay.
There's a chart I rolled on, and this looked interesting.
All right,
It's not always the same, even if it's from the same creature.
That's true. There are a lot of different...
Yeah.
Things. Okay.
We'll say something masculine.
Something masculine. All right. You find some... I don't know if this concept would exist in this culture, but the equivalent of cologne.
CM1
sort of
by Calvin Monk.
Sort of like a sage smell. All
right, that'll work. Well, there's frankincense and myrrh, of course.
Frankincense is a nice smell.
It is a nice smell. Of course they have something. It may not be frankincense.
It's the frankincense monster.
Gotta use that in something now.
Being nasty smells wonderful. If you make a check... You can smell what he's been running around going, you smell wonderful.
Does it occasionally say putting on the Ritz?
I would say that for like Dresden or something
like
that.
Ooh,
indeed.
Dresden Ritz.
The frankincense monster. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's just wrong.
Yeah. About 9:30.
Alright. So what are the rest of you doing now? It's getting on towards evening. Festival's still going strong.
I'm gonna visit the arm wrestling booth.
You going back?
Yeah.
Step right up. Oh, welcome back, sir.
Chunk. Double or nothing.
Skin on Omega.
Sorry, only one entry per day. Can't take any more of your money.
I'll just lean up against it. Just watching.
Should have Cindy come by and win. Tomorrow it's the arm wrestling wizard finals of the festival. Gregor versus Cindy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think Cindy.
Does it look like the red eye has actually won a couple?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he wins.
I'm just watching,
but. Yeah, he.
I need to.
So you're not actually trying to horn in and.
No, I'm just.
Okay.
Just intimidatingly watching.
Okay. He does have a rag wrapped around his hand now. He actually wins most of them. Watching him, some of the people who obviously he could just easily crush, he like makes a show of and like so he's kind of being the showman there. But in the time you hang out there, you see him lose once
to someone who deserved it, or are they just being generous?
Actually, this was to a great big farm boy with shoulders as big as your head.
Cool. So like burritos as big as your head.
You doing anything unusual?
Unusual? It's like, well, now that's
unusual. I might wander around a bit longer, and as it starts getting dark, I'll head back to my chosen camping spot.
Okay. Oh, I go back to the guard area.
The guard area?
Yeah, what the heck was her name?
The captain of the guard?
Yeah.
Fiona Hemlock.
Okay.
Captain Hemlock.
Go into the guard area. Where's Hemlock?
Who are you? It's just some random guard.
One of the people to, like, babysit the crazy family?
Ah, Shokun. Go right in.
Whatever.
Oh, right.
You go in there. She's locking up the Deepwater Sound equivalent of Otis at the moment.
So are we getting a place to stay since we're helping you guys out?
What? Oh, yeah. You can sleep in the common room at the in the back.
Alright.
It's clean and quiet, and we like to keep it that way.
Thanks. Give me a drink.
No drinking. The jug of water in the corner.
I knew this would suck.
Shokun.
Yes.
You said you were just sort of wandering around checking things out and then going back to your sleeping place.
Right.
Just sort of talking to a couple people and listening to people talk and so on. You eventually hear that there is another, as they put it, another person like you in town. Another Asian guy who's seems to be really skilled with weapons and with his bare hands.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So he's not one of the big guys at the booth for.
No.
You know. Okay.
No, he's not. In fact, he's from what you hear, he's kind of a little bit of an outsider. You know, he lives here, but he's not considered like he's one of us.
Mm-hmm. He lives here. He's just one of those guys.
He does. He doesn't seem to be terribly popular, just from what you hear.
His name is Token.
You hear a lot of people comparing you favorably to him. Apparently, they were really impressed that you.
Just like, wow, they're not all assholes. Like, what's his name?
What's his name?
Zhao Shen.
Zhao Shen.
Unless I'm mistaken, it's not anyone you've ever heard of.
Okay.
Oh, are we supposed to do it through my turn?
I did.
Oh, okay.
It's cool if you do, but you don't absolutely have to.
Okay.
It just gives
I don't see how I could make a 3x3 for Gregor.
It's up to you.
Perhaps I will meet him while I'm here. I have some business in the next few days, but.
Well, I'll buy you a drink.
That's okay, thank you.
Noodles, raw fish, something. What do you people eat anyway?
Ooh. All right.
Well, I'm not classy, but.
They eventually get you a pot of tea.
Yeah.
It's like the closest
thing. Like boiled leaves. Yeah.
Oak leaves? I mean, we've got all kinds of leaves. What are you up to?
Was it Al Hinto? Was it a couple places that
you know, there's some drink and food, and then I'll make my way back to the Rusty Scabbard.
Okay.
Back to my room.
The Rusty Scabbard?
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And
what's the, what was the name again? I want to make sure I write that down.
Zao Shen. Z-A-O S-H-E-N.
Right.
And that's where I'm going to stop at this time.
Okay.
And we'll pick up next week checking out the Crazy family.
Cool.
Yay.
Next week it's Eat the Crazy Bee.
The Crazy family. Yeah. Oh, it's Sleepy and they're drooly. Necrotic and a little spooky. Yeah. All right. Well, good night, folks.
Once again, we're the Roll Monkeys. Don't forget about it.
Forget about it.
750 XP for everyone.
750?
Yes.